Hello.
Hello.
This is Anita Roberts.
I've gone through this explanation so many times. My name is David Prosser. I'm a student at American University.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a study on a column that Drew Pearson wrote January 30th, which is entitled Two Illegal Senators. It's about Goldwater and Thurman serving in the reserves at the same time they're serving in the Senate. Anyway, this column said the president had a book on his desk called The Passion of the Hawk by Tristram Coffin. And I'm wondering if I could determine the validity of that statement.
Mr. Coffin, to my recollection, you know how these writers of books send various and sundry people copies, and I know a copy came to this office.
But you don't know if the president has looked at it.
I wouldn't want to say.
Oh.
Because I have things on my desk that nobody but me, and I wouldn't want anybody guessing if I had or hadn't, simply because I have it to look at. You see? I think that you should ask only the man, and I can't put him on the phone.
I see. Well, sure, I understand. Well,
And what would this prove?
Well, see, I'm doing a study in the article. It's a critical study. Everything else in the article that I found is inaccurate.
Uh-huh.
And so if the president has read this book and takes any stock in this argument, and you can look up the article January 30th, he's going to be way off base because the facts are not in that article or in the book. Because, for example, they cite a case about a Senator Lane in 1861.
Uh-huh.
And, well, that is the most misleading case I've ever heard.
Really? I think I remember what you're talking about. That because they are reserve officers,
yes,
they have no right to a seat in the Senate. Does he claim this? Does he make a claim that this holds true also in the House?
In the House?
Uh-huh. Or is it just the Senate?
Well, it says, the Constitution says no person holding any office under the United States should be a member of either House during his continuance in office.
Uh-huh.
But Pearson points to Goldwater and Thurman.
Uh-huh.
And then he cites this one case in 1861 of a Senator James Lane.
Uh-huh.
And
well, my goodness, you know, there's a reserve unit of the Air Force, of the Navy, and of the Army on the Hill for reserve officers, and I can remember Senator Sparkman and Senator, quite a few. Senator Cannon, I believe. And let's see, in the Army, there's Senator Yarbrough and quite a few.
Yeah.
Wonder why he picks on two.
Well, I don't know either. But anyway, he neglects to mention that the Senate itself voted to let this man keep his seat.
Oh, he does?
That's never in the article at all.
Well, I can say only to my certainty that a copy of that book came, but whether or not he has read it, and I could not say.
Well, that's more than enough. Could I have your name, please?
Juanita Roberts.
Juanita Roberts.
Uh-huh.
Thank you very, very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye.